Welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful. No, just leave it. Let's be real here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. It's been a long time since I have spoken in English on this platform. For those who don't really know what's the last episode about, I basically gave a presentation in Switzerland a week ago on how to build a solid foundation for efficient activism. And yeah, it was my first experience of such nature, and it was an amazing one, really beautiful one, connecting with different activists from Switzerland. And yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And today I'm just planning on having some thoughts on different topics. So there's no order or anything to worry about. Just listen if you don't really have anything to do and just want to listen to someone speaking random things. Yeah. And I'm, of course, here with Mark. He's been following me for the last few days. It's been so
I've been following you?
Yeah. I just can't get him out of my back. It's, yeah. Whatever, just gotta deal with it. At least he cooks for me, so that's not that bad. But, I just wanted to talk with you and, like, together just give you an insight into our favorite YouTube channels, books, podcasts, different types of input sources that we find to be valuable, of course related to veganism more or less, I guess. And if you find value in it, then great. And just a way to get a bit your information from diverse sources. Let's start with books. I mean, it's not gonna be of much surprise to you, like the books I'm gonna talk about, because most of them are from you.
From me.
Yeah. So Mark has been an amazing source of a great book dealer for me, and
least I don't charge you for it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, pretty fair generous deal. Yeah, very generous of you. Where could I start with?
I mean, we are sitting almost in front of our bookshelf.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's your
It's your bookshelf, because there's no books for me here, but soon to be changed. Mm-hmm. The first one I read that I lent from you?
Borrowed
from you? Yeah. I think was The Plant-Based Solution.
You had How Not to Die First.
Yeah, okay.
But it's in German, and you were like, oh, that's too many new words.
Yeah.
On one page.
Yeah, I gotta get back into it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, what would be the closest to How Not to Die that would still be bringing in some good nutritional information? And yeah, you recommended The Plant-Based Solution by Joel Kahn.
Kahn?
Yeah, Joel Kahn, whatever. Kahn. I will link it in the show notes. He's a cardiologist, American cardiologist. So he knows what he's talking about when he explains, you know, what does a heart attack consists of and what are some of the very dramatic procedures that mm-hmm. are used in hospitals to deal with it, to supposedly help people. But, you know, if you think that's if you think a plant-based diet is extreme, well, you may want to look at the different surgical procedures that you have to go through yeah. when you get a heart attack. That's what...
Yeah, or blocked artery.
Yeah, blocked arteries. I mean, it's...
Clogged arteries, yeah.
Clogged arteries. It's not sexy at all.
No.
So, yeah, if you want to avoid that and all the great little surprises that come with it, such as erectile dysfunction, for example.
Well, you can have a look on YouTube. You can just type in bypass surgery and see what comes up.
Yeah, just watch it. It's, I mean, Mark, like, I don't know, we had like that one evening where we kind of went through different surgical procedures, like in our minds, and like Mark was explaining to me how it goes, and like that they just boom, like open the chest.
Yeah, the crack open your chest.
Yeah, the crack yeah. open your chest, and like your chest is literally just open on yeah. that surgery table, and while you're not even conscious about it.
Yeah, and then they take a vein out of your leg and bypass your clogged artery in your chest. So that's, yeah. I would say that's more extreme than eating rice and beans.
Yeah.
But, instead of animal yeah. corpses, but yeah.
We kept on talking about this, and at some point I was getting like very... not uncomfortable, but like almost sick. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I've got enough. Let's switch to something else. But yeah, this book is great at explaining what's heart attack, what's how do arteries get clogged, and
well, I mean, that's not the focus of the book.
No, but it's part of it.
It's part of it. But the other book he wrote, one of his other books, it's standing right next to it,
mm-hmm.
The Whole Heart Solution, that goes much more into detail about heart health.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, of course he touches on this topic in his other books as mm-hmm. well, because that's his job. Mm-hmm. That's what he does on a day-to-day basis. So what I like about this book is that it's not that thick.
Which is the quick, plant-based solution?
Yeah, it's a quick read. It's easy to understand, even if you're not native speaker.
Mm.
Yeah, and it does not go too much into details, like how not to die, for example. That's, even if you have a background in nutrition, some paragraphs you have to read 3 or 4 times to get through it
mm-hmm.
and to remember to understand. But this one you can just easily yeah. follow his line of thoughts. Yeah,
I think it explains yeah what is cholesterol and like
yeah at least the basics.
Yeah,
yeah,
some very nice basics in nutrition.
And there are some recipes in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a step by step guide
mm-hmm.
to get you into a plant based diet, and yeah, to really explain in which ways is that beneficial to your health mm-hmm. and what kind of diseases you could
avoid.
Mm-hmm. After that, I think I read
you read Power Foods for the Brain.
Yeah, that's the last one, but I read Comfortably Unaware.
Ah, I see. Yeah, right.
That's
Open, I forgot that.
Oppenländer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Richard A. Oppenländer.
Mm-hmm.
He has some great conferences as mm-hmm. well on YouTube that you can watch for free. That last, yeah, from, I don't know, there are some from 30 minutes to 1 hour and a half mm-hmm. or so. And it basically also covers the different topics that he has in this book. This one is more about environmental issues and how a plant-based diet can yeah avoid most of these issues mm-hmm. and why you really have to look at the science before trusting some random information that you hear on TV or read in articles about what's really causing climate change, because it's mostly yeah shit. But yeah, in his book he really deals with
part of the problem.
Yeah.
Literally.
In this book, it's a very practical, like, hand-on guide to...
Yeah, and as well a quick read.
Yeah, yeah, as well. Yeah, yeah, that was very quick. Yeah. Like, a week or something, uh-huh. I guess.
Yeah, I think he has a second book. It's a little bit bigger. Maybe we could get this as well.
Mm.
Yeah, I forgot the name, but yeah, you can easily,
mm-hmm.
everyone knows how to use the internet, so yeah. you can easily find it.
And he also approaches the ethical aspect,
yeah.
I think like more toward the end, mm-hmm. which I found was really good. Yeah, I think I don't have much to say about that one. And then
that's really eye-opening, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's really for people. I mean, if you are, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, I guess most of the public is vegan here, which is amazing. But I also want people who are not vegan to hear this and to maybe be triggered, you know, be curious to read different sources of information to really open their eyes, or at least to keep them on track with learning more. And I think that's the most powerful thing nowadays, is for people to not remain ignorant and to really search for information and get your information from specific certain sources, not certain, but like...
Reliable?
Yeah, reliable sources. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, all the books I'm recommending here, it's, you know... It's not just bro science, like you would call in the sport field.
Mm-hmm.
It's very neutrally, scientifically backed up. So that's why I really recommend it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wouldn't. And the last one I read was Powerful Foods for the Brain.
Power Foods?
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Third one from the left.
Oh yeah, Power Foods for the Brain. Okay. Yeah, I mean, how could I doubt it? Like, you know the books better than me, because obviously they're yours. But Power Foods for the Brain by Dr. Neil Bernard. I quite like him, but like you say, he's a bit like fat phobic.
Yeah.
Like he just prefers to dramatize the impact of fats.
Yeah, but I think that's because he has done lots of research in regards to diabetes and obesity.
Okay.
And if you're dealing with certain conditions, like Dr. Esselstyn, who deals mostly with heart patients. So if you are facing a heart attack or have diabetes or are massively obese, well, even not massively obese, obese in itself is per definition.
It's already a lot.
It's more than overweight. Then you might want to really be cautious of your fat intake in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
For every regular person, nobody has to be afraid of eating nuts and seeds. Eat how much nuts or seeds you like. Mm-hmm. Really nutritious foods. But yeah, if you're obese or facing stroke or heart attack, then yeah, I would agree with him. Limit the nut consumption of maybe 20-30 grams a day. And yeah, he has done lots of research regarding these conditions. So I think he has seen lots of patients dealing with those conditions.
Mm.
So I think that's why he focuses on this. Oh, that's why he's maybe a little bit not biased,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah, it's more like focus
on reversing certain conditions.
Yeah, by avoiding fat.
Yeah, but, or at least not avoiding it, but keeping an eye on it. Yeah.
And he's got also some good conferences. On YouTube.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Everyone likes him.
He's very...
You cannot dislike him.
He's funny, he's adorable, and He always says, like, well, if you like cheese doesn't love you back.
Yeah.
He's got a great conference on dairy and explains why it is so addictive. Yeah, just check it out yourself. And as for power foods for the brain, it recommends, you know, different tips and tricks in order to get your chances higher of avoiding Alzheimer. And I found so many ways to put into practice in this book. And I really noticed that most of them, I was not only applying them myself, but also my mom. Like, she's not fully vegan yet, but like she's really becoming close and closer, like closer every day to it. And she's gotten more into sport recently, and she's trying to learn German because obviously Mark is German, so she wants to be able to speak with him. And she's basically doing all these little things that I noticed were mostly what Dr. Neil Benares recommends in order to avoid Alzheimer's. So I Skyped with my mom the last day, and I was like, Mom, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You're doing amazing. Of course, best is stop all animal products. Like, at home, I know my parents don't have any animal products, but I, you know, I'm not here to check what they do when they go out, although I know they always look for the vegan foods first now. But yeah, I just told her, you're doing everything right and keep doing it. And yes, you know, most of it, like, there's no miracle for your brain to keep it in good health. It's just the basics, you know, eat plant-based foods which are scientifically proven to help increase your brain functions, and then have a good sleep, you know, stay active, do any kind of, as much sport as you can, and read a lot, try to really exercise your brain by doing crosswords or learning different languages. This is one of the most powerful when it comes to exercising your brain.
I will talk about that in a second. Remind me on that.
Okay. But yeah, because like the brain is, it's mostly, it's just connections, it's synapses. So when you have one language, you might have different words to explain the same things. But when you know more languages, you know many more ways to express that same word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, yeah, you just make more connections, and that's very helpful. And at the end, you also have different recipes, like a really full program, I think for about 20 days or so, very yummy, comfortable food developed by some experts, some really good cooks who worked hand in hand with Dr. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it for this book.
Yeah.
What did you want to say?
You were talking about brain health, and I was looking at one of my favorite books on there, The Alzheimer's Solution.
Yeah.
By Dr. D. What is his name? Dean Shirzai and Aisha Shirzai. It's a couple. They're married. They're working up in Loma Linda, the Loma Linda University, and they are incredibly knowledgeable. They have different talks on YouTube. You should absolutely check them out. The Alzheimer's Solution, we could check one out this evening.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to. And the funny thing is, they have two children,
mm-hmm.
boy and a girl. They are crazy smart. Their daughter is like 10, 11 years old, she already wrote a book, and they all skipped classes. They are incredibly smart, smarter than your average adult out there. It's insane. They have some YouTube videos as well online.
The children?
Yeah, they are. That's insane. Yeah, I'll show you later.
Okay.
I think they're even smarter than me.
Well, I mean,
with those kind of parents, that's not a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you know however, a whole lot, so
however this book really goes into detail about brain health, and yeah, you mentioned crosswords.
Mm-hmm.
And they are dealing with Alzheimer's patients and other forms of dementia, Alzheimer's is one of the forms of dementia. And he says, he has like this, he hates Sudoku.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a crossword, but similar. Yes. And he's like, if you want to preserve your brain, your capacity in old age, don't do Sudoku. Sudoku is not, it's not going to help you with that.
It's brain killing?
No, it's not killing, but it's useless.
Okay.
But
is it really?
Yeah, it is. He says the brain is much more complex than solving Sudokus. That's always the same. Mm-hmm. What I mean, it's better than nothing, but what really keeps you sharp is one of the things that you mentioned, like learning a new language or speaking a different language or learning an instrument.
Yeah.
Like imagine playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do so much things with your finger. You have to listen first to a song, maybe.
Yeah.
Then maybe you have to learn how to read notes.
Mm-hmm.
Or sheets. I don't know what.
Yeah, note sheets.
Yeah. Then, so you have to listen to music. Then you have to recreate it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like use like certain muscles.
Yeah.
And then there's this feedback loop. So you do something and a sound comes out of the guitar and you can decide, okay, I like it, I don't like it, you have to change. Mm-hmm. Or learning the piano or learning to dance or playing cards. That's much more complex for the brain than solving a Sudoku.
Okay.
Social interaction, interpreting faces.
Mm-hmm.
That's much more challenging for the brain than solving a Sudoku alone in your home. Without moving.
Yeah.
That's just, that came up in my mind. But I really like the book, and they come back to this. So Alzheimer's is basically, there are four, not only four, but they mention these four main areas, contributors to Alzheimer's disease, which is, let's remember that one. Oxidation, glucose dysregulation, lipid dysregulation and inflammation, and all of these four parts are benefited. That's not a word.
To benefit something is
benefits all of these four areas. So you by eating whole plant foods, of course, you are creating less oxidative stress, and you're eating more antioxidants. So that's one. You could prevent lipid dysregulation because there's not a lot of.
Okay, I'll test.
Well, we are back. That was quite hectic. We thought the laptop, the battery died, but funnily, you stood up just in the right moment to check if everything is fine. And basically 5 seconds before you stood up, the laptop went down. So we did not lose a lot. I was talking about glucose dysregulation, lipid dysregulation, inflammation, and oxidation. Without going too much into detail, I lost myself a little bit on that one.
Well, you said the first one does that, and then you just said the...
Yeah, so basically inflammation is one of the major causes of all diseases. And by eating inflammatory foods like animal products, or especially when you cook them, when you fry something, when eating lots of trans fatty acids and something, that's creating lots of inflammation. And there are certain foods to counteract this inflammation, anti-inflammatory foods like turmeric, certain spices, ginger, rosemary, basically all plant foods with a certain phytonutrients. And by eating lots of unprocessed whole foods, you have a solid base to not develop Alzheimer's disease. Of course, more goes into that. In order for your brain to function well, you need to move your body, you need to stay active, you need to have social interactions, you need to laugh or be loved. That's what Dr. Ornish talks about in his book Undo It. the subtitle, let's undo it, and then he goes, eat well, stress less, move more, love more. I don't know if the order was correct, but that's his four main steps.
Really?
And yeah, let's take it out. There we go.
Why love more?
Undo it here. Eat well, move more, stress less, love more.
Love more, like in the sense of more sex or both or more relationship?
I would assume he talks about sex because he talks a lot about erectile dysfunction as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I mean, I read it, love more in the sense of social interactions, not only love in a partnership, in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
but also family and friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you could eat the healthiest diet, you could be the most active guy on earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lonely, that's setting you up for disease as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bottom line, I really like the book, The Alzheimer's Solution. I don't like the book Undo It that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit too woo-woo. The nutrition part is excellent, but he wrote it together with his wife.
Yeah.
And they also talk about like moving your body, and they describe some exercises in there. And for me, as a sports freak, as someone who is currently, what is it called? Not Weiterbildung.
That's the word, like a traineeship.
I'm getting a trainer, not trainer license, sports license.
Yeah, like
so
a coach.
I'm educating myself to get a license to coach people. And yeah, when I look at a book wrote by someone who's not into sports and has no background in sports, then if someone he's an intelligent guy, he has done remarkable, he has proven that you can reverse heart disease,
mm-hmm.
with a plant-based diet and moving your body. So,
yeah.
And Germany would say, hoot up.
Yeah, like a hat.
Yeah, but nonetheless, he has no idea of training. And I have a problem with when someone talks about training and gives training advice and sports advice,
mm-hmm.
without having background in it. That's like, if someone has no background in nutrition, then
yeah.
that person should not give advice in that area.
That's true.
If I want to have my car fixed, I don't go to the hairdresser.
Plumber.
Or to the plumber, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that the exercises are not well described,
mm-hmm.
in there. So that's why I don't like the book that much.
Nonetheless, just get some good reviews.
Yeah.
Namely from John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods. From Beyonce. From Neil Bernard, Tony Robbins,
mm-hmm.
and one from James Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Can I read it? Because I think it sounds, there's a funny word in
just
there.
Go ahead.
And I feel like it's not a coincidence that James Cameron uses that word. If people follow the revolutionary program outlined in this brilliant and game-changing book, we can undo most chronic diseases, reverse global warming, and feed the hungry. Side effects include more energy, inner peace, and better sex.
Yeah.
So for those listening who are still not hopped on a plant-based diet, well, you have the side effects here, and
yeah.
I think they sound pretty good.
Yeah. Going on with books, I like looking at the shelf. I like How Not to Die. Yeah, absolutely basic for everyone who's interested in that topic. Like I said, very like detailed. You don't have to read the book. You could just binge watch nutritionfacts.org, which is a non-profit organization by Dr. Greger. He has thousands of videos about every topic that you can imagine regarding nutrition and health. Just check out nutritionfacts.org. Everything is free. There's no ads, no sponsorships. Yeah, great website. I like as well Becoming Raw by Brenda Davis. This is what I'm currently reading. Yeah, so if you are looking, or if you're considering eating a raw vegan diet, which I would not recommend, you should definitely check this book out. It's not, of course, it's mostly about raw vegan diets, but some basics apply to a vegan plant-based diet. So it's not only about raw diets, but what I like is that they talk in this book about the downsides of a raw vegan diet, or points that you might want to consider or check before going on a raw diet. What else? Proteinaholic by Dr. Garth Davis for all the protein junkies out there. Yeah, also a great book. He's a weight loss surgeon, so he does weight loss surgery. So, of course, by default, he deals with lots of overweight patients. And so eating a plant-based diet really gives you a great advantage in the weight loss battle. What else? Longevity diet is not very plant-based. I don't like the book because, yeah, he has done lots of, so it's by Dr. Longo, lots of animal studies, which I don't like, of course, because I'm vegan and yeah, he's not. And he recommends eating fish sometimes. So, of course, that's not what I would recommend. Is there something else? Yeah, the books by Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a wise man. He has done lots of research. He has great talks online. He approaches more the way of eating lots of nutritious foods. So staying away from, not staying away from grains, well, at least staying away from refined grains, but also limit your consumption of grains and focus more on vegetables, green leafy vegetables and something, and overall reduce your caloric intake, because actually for a fact that's been proven, if you eat less, slightly maybe less than you need, then I think that's one of the good approach to live a long life, because eating excess calories shortens your life. So yeah, if you read his books, then he you will recognize then that he focuses really on nutritious foods and certain foods that are especially nutritious or with special properties, like for example mushrooms and berries, garlic, onion and stuff, which are foods that are anti-angiogenic,
which means
so angiogenesis, angio meaning blood vessels, genesis of course new creation, so that's the creation of new blood vessels. So if you have a tumor, if you have cancer, then the only way for the cancer to grow is, it only can grow if it has a blood supply. So it will create its own blood supply by creating new blood vessels, feeding this tumor with nutrition and glucose and fat, or mostly glucose. So there are certain foods to prevent this formation of new blood vessels.
What's your favorite book?
Death Threat on Nutrition?
Yeah, or on this bookshelf, your favorite one.
Ah, that's a tough one. Well, at least from the nutrition books.
Your favorite book?
Of the whole shelf?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Favorite book? Well, I like Illegale Kriege, Illegal Wars by Daniele Ganser. That really blew my mind. Favorite book.
What is it about, this one?
about all the wars that happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
from Second World War on till today.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the UNO Charter. So you're not allowed to. Wow, that's tough in English. Do you know that when you read something in a certain language? So I read most of the nutrition things I know I read in English, so that's easy for me to talk about.
Mm.
But there are other topics that I'm interested in, which I mostly know in German. So that's really hard for me to come up with the words.
It was the same with me first for outreach.
Yeah.
In activism, because I always listen to the videos and to activists online in English and not in German.
So basically, the UNO Charter said, it says that you're not allowed to invade
mm-hmm.
another country. So Germany is not allowed to invade another, Syria, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But currently, the German military is in Afghanistan.
So all wars are basically illegal.
Right, because it's against the UNO Charter.
Yeah.
So the USA is not allowed to throw bombs on Iraq
mm-hmm.
for no reason. They had no reason.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't attacked, so they're not allowed to attack for no reason.
Yeah.
They just said, 9/11 happened. That was Saddam Hussein, so we're going to bomb Iraq.
That's such a dumb thinking.
Yeah.
It's so...
I mean, Iraq had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone mixes up, like, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, what's the land? Well, everyone wears has a beard. And so let's just bomb them. But from like Shoe Dog, like from Phil Knight,
the founder
of Nike. Crazy story. I think I know my favorite book. I think it's from Dale Carnegie. I think the German title is Wie man Freunde gewinnt. In English, it's How to Become Influential and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Carnegie sold so many copies. Just basically a guide how to be nice, you know? How to be nice.
Okay.
Like, actually, that's something that everyone should read and follow. I mean, you should not. So you should listen to somebody, like hear someone out, let them talk, don't interrupt in a conversation. Mm. Don't fight with each other, verbally, and don't talk bad about someone when he or she's not in the room.
Mm.
Because that's not nice, right? At least don't talk, don't say things that you would not say when this person is in the room, right? And what else?
So that's your favorite one?
I think that's the one I got the most of out of. But I think How Not to Die is top three for sure.
Okay, then. You need a second, another one to make three. Because you said top three.
Well, without knowing my top three, I would assume I would say that How Not to Die isn't the top three. Top three is How Not to Die, Dale Carnegie, How to Be Influential, and whatever the English title is. And and Daniele Ganser, Illegale Kriege, Illegal Wars. I like Meat is for Pussies as well. I know the title is controversial. But for the nutrition, vegan nutrition, plant-based nutrition books, it's How Not to Die and the Alzheimer's Solution. I think those are my top two.
Oh, that's Alzheimer's Solution.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's big.
How Not to Die?
The Alzheimer's Solution.
Well, it's okay. There's some recipes in there as well. In the end. And the other books that will come. What will...
It's a good way to end.
Yeah.
I want... The The Penis Book?
The Penis Book, yeah, by Dr. Yeah. Spitz.
I don't know what the Dr. Spitz, who is in The Game Changers. And yeah, I don't know, I have a funny fascination about penises. I think they're amazing, beautiful, yeah, organisms, whatever we can call them, machines, and they do beautiful things. And
yeah, Dr. Spitz has a funny quote. I think it's in The Game Changers as well. It goes somewhat like, so plant-based diet is, or it's good for people with penises.
Uh-huh.
And for people who like people with penises.
Yeah.
Or something of that nature. It's funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to come. Then... Yeah.
It's going to come.
Ha, ha, ha. Maybe the other one from Dr. Rich Doppelander. He has a second book.
Uh-huh.
What a Fish Knows.
Jonathan Balcom.
That's his name?
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah. We both saw the presentation.
At the Vegetarian Society of Hawaii.
Yeah, great talk. What a Fish Knows. Just check it out on YouTube. What else? Of course, Dr. Greger has done an amazing piece of work again, which will be available. You can pre-order it. Will be available.
When does it come out officially?
December 1st.
Oh.
I think 1st. No, okay. December. December for sure, but I think December 1st.
Have you pre-ordered it?
Not yet. But I think I will.
Or maybe I will.
Who knows? Yeah. Called How Not to Die Yet. Talks about all the crazy ways, all this crazy diets that people have come up with, like keto diet, paleo diet, South Beach diet, whatever, blah, blah, blah diet, mm-hmm. crap. And what's another one? What a Fish Knows, How Not to Diet. And not regarding veganism, but the regrets of the dying, mm-hmm. I told you about.
Yeah.
Written by a nurse who obviously worked in a hospital and has seen lots of people die. And she interviewed them, those dying people, about their regrets. And I think the book talks about the five main regrets that came over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm a little bit scared about the book because I think it will make me want to change certain things. And changing is always uncomfortable and stressful and tough in the beginning. Yeah.
And then it becomes normal.
Yeah.
Just like becoming vegan. And then...
Oh, that's easier.
You realize... Yeah, but for some people it's more or less complicated, but in the end, you know, it's the right choice. And personally, I think for both, I can speak for both of us, it's been the best decision of our life.
Yeah.
At least for me, it is.
Yeah, I'm always struggling between like going vegan and becoming an animal rights activist.
Yeah.
So that's always, depending on the day, changing. I mean, for a fact, you have to be vegan to be an animal rights activist. Yeah. So that came first.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So becoming vegan is for me the most important, because without it, I wouldn't have done all the crazy, amazing new things I've done. And it's changed so much in my life. Mm. And yeah, no regret.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Yeah, I'm done. I've rambled enough. I'm out of words. I'm done.
Okay. Well, thank you, beautiful souls, for listening to this episode. If you have any recommendation of other topics that we could approach in future episodes, don't hesitate and write to us on the different platforms where we are, may it be on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, here on Anchor, wherever. Stop making fun of me. Wait at least for the episode to be over, and then you can make as much fun as you want about me. I think because this one has been quite long, I think we will discuss our favorite podcasts and our favorite YouTube channels in two different episodes in the future. And yeah, we are wishing you, beautiful friends, a lovely rest of your day, and see you in the next one.